Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we continue along with the 15 Shir Hamalot, continuing with Perek Kuf Chaf Zayin, that's chapter 127. This is the Perek that really speaks to our insecurities. It's the Perek that takes that which keeps us up late at night. Worries about our homes, worries about our parnasa, our finances, worries about our kids. These are the areas where often we're tossing and turning late at night, worried about the efforts we put in, worried about the results we don't necessarily see, with the hope being that this is the perek that lets us sleep well. It's the perek that talks to us about our efforts, our hishtadlut, not being what guarantees success, but the idea rather that success in any area of importance is not based on how much we put in, but based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much He grants us. And this is the idea that really is meant to give us a serenity in life. As Rav Hirsch points out, the futility of our efforts, our own inadequacy to guarantee success in any of the things we find important, is what leads most ordinary people to feel hopeless or discouraged. But the very same knowledge of inadequacy leads to a serenity for the Boteach, for the one who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he walks forward with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires only that we honestly do our part in whatever is demanded of us. Success itself is not based on how much I invest, but success itself comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the areas where whatever the task at hand is, I find beyond my abilities, and I find that my efforts are just not enough, the Boteach then calmly commits those areas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the words of Rav Hirsch, that which deprives the others of sleep enables the Boteach to slumber peacefully. Where the worries of others begin, his cares end. Specifically, the place where he's inadequate, specifically the place where he cannot promise success to himself or to anyone he loves. Those are the places that he passes over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trusts that success comes from him. And as such, he's the one who can sleep serenely. And this is the message very much of this perek, and I'd love for us to see it inside now. Let's start with Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir HaMa'alos LiShlomo. This is the gift David composes for his son Shlomo. And their story is very much the story of Hishtadlut that does not necessarily get us where we want, but the idea that ultimately success comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Radak points out, David made every single effort possible to man to build the Beit HaMikdash. It was his greatest desire, and he didn't just want it, but he acted towards it and drew up the plans, and amassed the fortune necessary and put it aside. The budget was there. The effort was there. The plans were there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Building this temple is not your job. But instead, Shir HaMa'alot LiShlomo. This will be the task of your son. And where David made every effort, they got him not where he wanted. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this would be the role of Shlomo, then success was his. The next chapter in history, as Rashi points out here, is that David saw Beruach HaKodesh that even in Shlomo's life, though he would have, quote-unquote, the success, he would be worthy of building the Beit HaMikdash, here too was a message of perhaps misplaced hishtadlut. Because David saw Beruach HaKodesh with divine prophecy that Shlomo HaMelech would be successful in building the Beit HaMikdash, but the day before, he would marry the daughter of Paro, which was considered an act that was not pleasing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us in Masechet Shabbat, that at the moment of that union, of that marriage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed the nucleus of Rome, which would be the nation that would ultimately destroy the Beit HaMikdash that Shlomo would build. And so David here speaks to the efforts and to the results. Im Hashem lo yivne vayis, shav al nuvonav bo. If Hashem does not build the house, then the laborers labor in vain. In David's life, he could not build the Beit HaMikdash, but Hashem allowed his son to do so. But even in his son's life, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it, when Shlomo acted in a way that on his level was not pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well then ultimately, he planted the seeds for the ultimate destruction of the very house he built. Because again, the plan, the effort, my being organized more or less is not what guarantees success. My acting according to Ritzon Hashem and allowing him to be the one who determines where this goes, this is what will determine success. And as David continues, Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, shav shakad shomer. If Hashem will not guard a city, then in vain does the watchman remain alert and vigilant. And as the Malbim points out, Im Hashem lo yivne vayit, this refers to creating something new. The initiatives we take, that which is new that we try to start and we put so much into the planning, the success is there only insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it. But also, Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, this is not creating that which is new, but this is safeguarding that which we already have. Here too, explains the Malbim, Shav Shakad Shomer, our success even in maintaining that which is already on the ground, this too is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shav Lachem Mashkimei Kum Me'achrei Sheves. In vain, those of you who wake up so early, who sit up late, working from the pre-dawn until late at night. Ochle lechem ha'atzavim. You eat the bread of aggravation and of sorrow. Because again, all the hours of effort, the hours of sweat, the aggravation that we put in, this is not what gives us success. Not in our finances, not in building our homes, and not, as we'll see, in raising our children, the areas that often are most important to us. But rather, Ken yitain liyadido shena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives restful sleep, liyadido, to his beloved. To the one who is in this relationship of trust with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the one who delves into his Torah, as Rashi points out. This is the one who can sleep serenely, because he knows that success is not based on him staying another hour at the office. But he knows that success is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu granting it to him. Then, after speaking of building that house, after speaking of watching that city, after speaking of the hours and hours of work, David goes to another area that's deeply important to us in the homes that we build, in the families we try to raise. And it's another area where we invest so much of our full selves. And many of us bump into the fact at some point or another that it's not our efforts that guarantee success. But here too, in the area that's so valuable and important of building our families and raising children in the path that is precious to us, here too, success belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the one he grants it to. Hine nachlas Hashem banim, sechar pri habaten. The heritage of Hashem is the children that he gives, a reward within the womb. And it's here again that we are meant to invest our full selves. And it's here where our efforts truly count, because in building the next generation, or even in conceiving them, this is where, of course, our eternity lies. But here too, of course, success is not necessarily ours. And our children are not great because we are the smartest parents or the most devoted or have that how-to thing down pat. But our children are successful, again, to the best of our efforts, as will be described in the continuation of this perek. But further, success here too, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the one who grants it too. And here David HaMelech continues, Kichitzim biyad gibor, ken b'nei hani'urim. The children of our youth are like the chitzim biyad gibor, as David HaMelech explains. In the area of hishtadlut, there are tips, so to speak, and it's a sharpened tip of an arrow. There are the ways in which we can try to do our best and imprint that which is valuable and precious upon our children. And the imagery here is of a chet, of an arrow, in the hands of a warrior, on a number of levels. Firstly, the arrow is a weapon, whereby the further back we draw it, the further it flies. And so it's that initial b'nei ha-ni'urim, when we are young, when our children are young, the further back we draw the arrow, the more we try to invest in those early years, either when we still have energy or when they're still young and malleable and impressionable. The impact of those early influences goes so very, very, very far. Just like an arrow springs further based on how far back the archer draws it. Not weaponry most of us are familiar with using on a daily basis, but the picture seems to be clear. Further, kichitzim biyad gibor, as the Mitzudot points out, there's a beautiful piece over here. In battle, it's the arrow that strikes the enemy, but the credit is not given to the actual arrow. It's given to the archer, to the warrior who drew it back and sent it towards the goal. So too, our children eventually leave our little cocoon and they go out and they make their mark. In the best case scenario, just like it's not the arrow that gets the credit but the archer, it is the parent who invested in his child or her child to whom the credit goes. The child acts, but like a chetz, credit goes to the archer. And again, in our best case scenario, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us success, our children leave our homes and go out into the big wide world. And the hope is that when they act, the credit comes back to the home that raised them. Kichitzim biyad gibor, kein b'nei ha-ni'urim, continues David, Ashrei ha-gever, asher mileis ashpaso mehem. We mentioned pouring effort and pouring aggravation into finances. We mentioned trying to build that home. Says David, Ashrei, fortunate is the one who invests in this last area, in the area of raising his family, raising his children. Asher mileis ashpaso mehem. This refers to a person who fills his quiver full of arrows, the one who does in fact put his efforts into investing in his children. Lo yevosho, they will not be ashamed. Ki dabru es oivim bashar. Rashi explains the oivim here are not actually enemies, but this is speaking of raising children who are well versed in Torah, raising children who become talmidei chachamim, scholars, who then get into impassioned discussion about Torah with oivim, not actually enemies, but their adversaries in the shakla vitaria, in the back and forth and the discussion of delving into the truths of the Torah. When a person tries to invest in his children, to become scholars, to become those who are engaged in passionate discussion over topics of Torah, then lo yevoshu, there will be no shame, because these will be people who will be honored and respected. My kids, who now are adults who are honored and respected in the circles of wise people. The Radak does go back after summing up these ideas, and he applies many of the mefarshim, many of the explanations that were brought in this perek on the story of Mashiach, another child of David. Speaking of history, where the city of Yerushalayim itself, there was so much effort invested, a city that over history has been conquered and reconquered, laid to waste, and then a new victor who takes the spoils and calls this city his own. As David HaMelech says, Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakad shomer. There is not any nation that can hold on to this city until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined that it is such. And at some point, ken yitein liyadido sheina. At some point, without tremendous effort, without his own might being that which secures this city, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose Yedido, his beloved, Melech HaMashiach, son of Shlomo, son of David, where again, success will belong to the one whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. And we, as those who are trusting and waiting for that time, we can sleep easier, because there is the faith that this city and that success in every area belongs not to the strongest or the hardest working, but belongs to the one whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses as Yedido. Most often that's the one who trusts most that success belongs ultimately in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for studying L'Ilui Nishmat Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel.